Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm talking with Dr. Seal about an upcoming conference called Healthy Churches 2020. Dr. Seal, welcome.
Thank you so much. And I want you to know that I graduated from Clark College in 1972 and Atlanta University in 1979. So it's good to be home this morning with you.
I know that's right. Congratulations on that. But talk to our listeners. This is a national conference called Healthy Churches 2020. Can you tell our listeners what this conference is about and who are the people in the community who should attend?
Well, Healthy Churches 2020 National Conference, this is our fourth annual conference, and it is about developing and building the capacity of the local church. People in our churches, pastors, missionaries, those who are doing health fairs, those who are in charge of our health conversations in our churches, this conference is for them to come and get resources and get more information and get connected to health associations so that they can provide information and help to all of the ills that are in our congregations. You know, we are just suffering with diabetes, Alzheimer's, cancer, you name it. We have too much of it. So this conference is designed to build the capacity of the local church to address our health issues and concerns.
And Dr. Seal, I'm old enough to remember my grandmother and actually my great-grandmother. And these were ladies who were very active throughout their lifetimes, and they didn't develop diabetes. They didn't develop, you know, dementia. How is it that we've, just a generation or so away, have kind of come to accept, you know, diabetes as a way of life and Alzheimer's as a way of life and, you know, obesity as a way of life? How has this manifested itself, you know, in churches and in our communities for so long?
Well, clearly, you know, our lifestyles are different. You know, my grandmother lived to be 102 and, like yours, did not die of anything. She just decided one morning it was time to go to glory. But our lifestyles have changed. We don't go out in the fields anymore to till the soil. You know, we stop at Starbucks in the morning, or we stop at McDonald's in the morning, and we stop back by Starbucks or McDonald's on the way home for a bite to eat it in the evening. We sit at our desk. We don't walk to work. We don't walk to school. You know, there's just so much sedentary in our lives, and it's the way we eat. We don't drink water. We don't go to the well and the pump and just put our face on the water and drink it. Our lifestyles have just changed, and it reflects our health. And we have come to believe that we're going to get these diseases when we don't have to.
And now the theme of Healthy Churches 2020, it says that it's bringing faith and public health together to help eliminate the health disparities that dramatically impact the African-American community. What is it that you believe churches can actually do to impart information to their congregants that will actually make a change?
Well, you know, there are many things. Every Thursday here at the Balm in Gilead, we send out just a little pamphlet that says Sunday Morning Health Corner. And it's always about some health issue that 40,000 churches download and just put in their bulletin on Sunday morning. Something just that simple. Information. We perish because we have a lack of knowledge. Also, I have been in many churches over my years, and someone died. Someone died because there was no one in church who could give basic CPR. We're providing basic CPR training at this conference. There are many churches in the Atlanta area who are actually doing the work in health, but we don't have a 501c3. We don't know how to write grants. There are many organizations that are providing funding for faith-based health programs, but we can't get it. This conference provides support on how to get your 501c3, how to write a grant, how to pastor pastoral health. sometimes the sickest person in our congregation is the pastor. He's quiet, he or she is quiet about it. We are doing a special training just for pastors with Reverend Bishop Horace Smith out of Chicago. Dr. David Satcher, we know Dr. Satcher, a longtime friend over at Morehouse. He's going to be with us talking about brain health. Back to your point about why are we suffering? African Americans have more Alzheimer's than anybody. Out of the 5 million Americans living with Alzheimer's, we have most of that figure. Dr. Satcher will be with us. Why do we have so much breast cancer and lung cancer and prostate cancer? Let's come and figure these things out and become conscious of prevention as well as management. Because oftentimes, even when we are diagnosed, we get diagnosed too late because we don't adhere to prevention methods. And then we die too soon because we don't manage our disease. So in addition to talking about prevention, we will be talking about disease management as well. Another point is sometimes on Sunday morning we see Sister Mary. Sister Mary comes in and she's not looking too well. I wonder what's wrong with the mother of the church today. Well, maybe she's taking too much medication. Maybe she's over-medicated. What are those signs? There's oftentimes no one in our pew who just have basic resources, basic information that they can make a difference in people's lives, in our churches and communities. Healthy churches is for us.
And, you know, you're talking about congregants and healthy churches. And in my growing up in a faith-based community, we were taught that your body is your temple. And, you know, you've got to take care of it. And it really does seem that we've gotten away from even thinking that in faith-based communities.
I agree with you. We have put more emphasis on saving souls for the eternity than we have on taking care of our bodies here to run this race. And this conference deals with that. We deal with the theology of health. Christian educators, how do we in our Christian education walk? How do we train the next generation of leaders on how to be health conscious in our faith, in our churches, in our faith-based communities?
So, Dr. Sill, for our listeners who, you know, may be active in a church, may not know about this, or they may know about it, how can they get more information about Healthy Churches 2020, and how can they sign up their congregations to participate or attend this upcoming conference?
They can go to www.healthychurches2020.org. healthychurches2020.org. Bishop Paul Martin will be with us. Gospel artist Vashawn Mitchell will be with us. We are honoring 5 churches from around the country on their best practices, and one of them is in the Atlantic area, Salem Bible Church. Dr. Joe Williams is one of our honorees this year. You know, we have got to get serious about addressing health in our communities. So I'm just excited about the listeners who want that address one more time, healthychurches2020.org, O-R-G.
Dr. Sill, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to share this information with our listeners. You know, we hear about preventive health, but a lot of times we don't take action. And maybe with support from the faith-based community, we really can make a change in our health outcomes.
Well, that's our purpose. We believe that the most influential institution in our community is still the Black church. And we want to build and strengthen the Black church to once again rise up and help us live a long, productive life.
And now for churches who might want to get that Balm and Gilead messaging, if they might not know about it, how can they get that messaging to include in their church programs every Sunday?
When they go to the site, healthychurches2020.org, it says sign up. Just sign up for free. You'll get all of our materials that we send out all of the time. You can also visit balmingilead.org, but if you go to healthychurches2020, you'll find your way to balmingilead.org. All you do is sign up, put your email in, and we will just send stuff to you for free. And you'll be able to download it for free and put in your bulletins every Sunday. And we get so much positive feedback on just that little bit of information that goes into the bulletin on Sunday, because we perish for lack of knowledge.
And it seems we're in this information age, and information is everywhere, and people can't find the tools that they need to live a healthy life.
That's right. And we're going to try our best to change that at HealthyChurches2020.org.
Dr. Seale, I want to thank you for this wonderful work that you're doing, and I hope our listeners out there are going to reach out to HealthyChurches2020.org and BalmOfGilead.org so that they can bring their congregants to this healthful message that is definitely faith-based.
Yes, and the conference is November 14th through the 17th at the Westin in Hilton Head, South Carolina, by the water. Hilton Head, South Carolina, November 14th through the 17th.
And even by the water, that's a part of our faith as well.
Exactly, exactly. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Seale. Take care now.
Bye-bye now.
We've just been talking with Dr. Seale, the founder of Healthy Churches 2020, where she mentioned an award being given to one of our local pastors, Pastor Joseph Williams of Salem Bible Church in Lithonia. Pastor Williams, welcome.
Thank you for having me. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and that's what we want to talk about, is how to make our churches well. Could you share with our listeners why you thought this program, Healthy Churches 2020, was so important?
It's so important because we're living in a time where our health is not something that we have the liberty of having an option of whether it's superlative or not. And the church is still a bright light in the community. And having struggled with obesity and changed my lifestyle and shared it with my congregants, just to see what Dr. Seale is doing, has done, and is doing, was just right in alignment with our mission of making a difference in our communities.
Now, Pastor Williams, you're saying that you struggled with obesity, and most of us do, especially in the African-American community. How did that struggle align with faith?
Great question. You can't, I think many times we dichotomize faith with eating. We look at it as two bifurcated type of entities, but they're connected in that when you're talking about being spiritually whole, you have to take into consideration what you're putting in that temple. If I'm maximizing my physical temple, it's in direct correlation with my destiny. I can't reach my maximum potential with heart disease, with high cholesterol, with hypertension, with other inflammatory conditions caused by what I eat. So when you really think about it, spirituality and what one's nutritional profile is are basically in tandem. It's something that should be viewed as one.
Now, when you introduced this program to your congregants, how was it received by the members of your church?
It was an amazing, overwhelming reception. I think it's probably been the most successful ministry in the church in terms of impact. We had a lot of different people from other churches to go through it who were members of different churches, and they went back to their churches, and that's great. We were just great to have a type of ministry that impacted so many people locally and throughout the country.
Now, how did you all implement the program, and did congregants have to sign up, or was everyone included? How was it implemented at your church?
Well, we had a small group, a beta group, per se. It was about 22 people. It was 15 men, and the remaining were females, and we actually tested it. We hired a third-party statistician from Morehouse School of Medicine. He looked at the program, mind, body, and spirit. He initiated his own quantitative and qualitative analysis. We wanted to be certain that the science kind of matched up to it. And after we saw that it had great results with blood sugar, obesity, weight loss. There was an article that was written, and from that point forward, it's been pretty much just a huge hit within our church and local community and around the country with people who've gone through the program.
I am always amazed that just losing weight, they say if you lose about 10 to 15%, meaning if you weigh 200 pounds, that's about 20 pounds, makes such a positive change in every aspect of your health, from hypertension to diabetes.
Yes.
Is that what you found? Is that what your congregation found as well?
Absolutely. We found that, and actually through the program, many people lost 10% of their initial start weight, and it helps all across the board, from how you sleep, from your A1C levels, blood pressure, weight, but more so than that, your morale, your spirit. You're a person who feels that they couldn't lose weight, and they did. That's a huge spiritual accomplishment, and that energy can be applied to other areas of their lives. I mean, it's just a life-changing experience that's deeper than just what the scale says.
Now, Pastor Williams, have you shared this with other religious leaders or faith leaders in the community? Is this something that you can see replicated in other congregations?
Absolutely. Really, I've never gone out, I've never intentionally sat down in front of other religious leaders, but they have heard about their programs, because many of their members or parishioners have come through the program. So I'm getting a lot more people who desire me to kind of take their congregations through. And what we're trying to do now is trying to package it in a way to where it can be easily taught, to where church leaders can be trained in this way of living and eating, and as well as how we can implement it in a greater systemic way that all God's people can have access to this and reach our fullest potential.
And the Healthy Church 2020 conference will be in November, and you're going to be honored there.
Yes, yes. I can't wait to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful conference. Dr. Seal and all of our team have done such a great job.
Well, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes to share just some highlights of your participating in the program that Dr. Seal has introduced, and to talk about how impactful Healthy Churches 2020 has been in our community.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure speaking with you and your audience.
And just give our listeners information on your church and how they might be able to reach out to you.
Sure. They can visit us at salembiblechurch.org, as well as they want more information about the program. They can visit us at formyjourney.com. That's formyjourney.com.
Again, Pastor Williams, I sincerely want to thank you for what you are doing, and I hope this is something that, as you said, can become systemic in our community. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for your time, and God bless you.